USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
24 hours ago, we told you of a story about a purported 14-year-old who was claiming to be a boy who went missing back in 2011. 24 hours later, we've learned that wasn't the case. DNA tests confirming that 23-year-old Brian Michael Rinney is not Timothy Pitson, who disappeared from Illinois when he was 6 years old. Pitson's aunt says,
"It's devastating.
Yeah.
It's like reliving that day all over again."
Relatives of Rinney told police that he suffers from mental problems. Meanwhile, the real Pitson is still missing. Police in North Dakota making an arrest in the murders of four people earlier this week. Chad Isaac accused of killing four people at RJR Maintenance, and this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A man who allegedly shot two Georgia police officers is dead, but not before a 15-hour standoff. Police responded to a call of unknown trouble at the home yesterday morning, and when they got there, they forced their way in, and they were shot, but both are expected to recover. Two other people who'd been inside the home with the gunman were found dead when police finally re-entered the home a few hours ago. Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is making a run for the White House, the Democrat announcing his candidacy yesterday and then talking about some of the issues he'll focus on.
We need an industrial policy in the United States to create jobs and innovate. We need to take care of health care costs and affordability and reform our education system. And lastly, we need to take care of our veterans.
He was speaking to NBC News. Authorities now say a sonic boom and large fireball spotted over parts of northwest Arkansas and northeast Oklahoma yesterday came from a meteor burning up in the atmosphere. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
The city of Chicago is going to sue actor Jussie Smollett over his claims that he was the victim of a racist, homophobic attack earlier this year. Chicago's law department is now drafting a lawsuit demanding that the Empire Star pay for the costs of the investigation into what they say ended up being a false report. Smollett is still insisting that he was actually attacked. There's been another death at the Grand Canyon. Park rangers responding to a call on Wednesday that reported someone had fallen over the south rim in Grand Canyon Village. This time a 67-year-old man's body was recovered from about 400 feet below the rim. It's the third reported death in as many weeks at the canyon. Two health insurance giants are agreeing to cap the monthly cost of insulin at $25. Cigna and Pharmacy Benefits Manager Express Scripts saying that most type 1 diabetics in the U.S. paid on average about $42 a month last year. And debris from a satellite that India destroyed last week, raising the risk of the International Space Station colliding with space junk. India's Prime Minister says the nation established itself as a space power, destroying one of its own satellites, but NASA says it's got a different view, and it could put the space station at risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.